Intersectionality is a somewhat reviled term in right-leaning media because it is misinterpreted as an attempt at creating social division and labelling the victimisation of anyone who is not a cisgendered white male. By looking at its history, it can help us explain how it was born out of and still best applies to systems of discrimination rather than individuals. It was coined by Professor Kimberly Crenshaw in 1989 and remained in the relative obscurity of the law until recently. It describes how race, class, gender, and other individual characteristics intersect with one another and overlap. But far from creating a hierarchy of oppression with black women at the top, Crenshaw was seeking to apply this idea to demolish hierarchies altogether. She observed that equality did not arrive because of the arrival of the Civil Rights Act in 1965, but remained due to the stubborn endurance of the structures of white dominance. As an example, De Graffenried v. General Motors was a 1976 case in which five black women sued General Motors for a seniority policy that they argued targeted black women exclusively. This is because the company didn't hire black women before 1964, meaning that when seniority-based layoffs arrived during an early 1970s recession, all the black women hired after 1964 were subsequently laid off. A policy like that didn't fall under just gender or just race discrimination, but the court decided that efforts to bind together both racial discrimination and sex discrimination claims, rather than sue on the basis of each separately, would be unworkable. Crenshaw argues in her paper that by treating black women as purely women or purely black, the courts, as they did in 1976, have repeatedly ignored specific challenges that face black women as a group. Crenshaw is now wryly unsurprised that the term gets misused now and tries to clarify that intersectionality was a prism to bring to light dynamics within discrimination law that weren't being appreciated by the courts. In particular, courts seem to think that race discrimination was what happened to all black people across gender, and sex discrimination was what happened to all women. As networks, what we need to understand is the danger of creating a single narrative of who our members are and what challenges they face. Jump to 2015 and intersectionality makes its debut in the Oxford English Dictionary. It's going on women's marches, to the Oscars, courtesy of Salma Hayek, and its popularity starts to receive the inevitable backlash. Most critics will still acknowledge that the original theory is sound, but object to its application, because it threatens, as they see it, their right to an identity without admitting guilt. This is explored more fully in an article I've linked to from your further reading, but it concludes, "The observance of power imbalances, as is so frequently true, is far less controversial than the tool that could eliminate them."